But it is Friday, and that means it's time to yank that e-brake.
It's time.
Are you doing a bit?
No.
They just killed the Eagles.
For the emergency break of the week.
What do you want to do? You want me to get my freaking knee pads on? All right.
Whoa. Jeez.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Did you like the win?
Dude, do you need our tampon
here? Are you positive?
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
This makes for a good team and a good show. I'm just competitive. I want to win.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Where they go at it on bad radio. Just Brakes brings you the e-brake. We'll give you the candidates. You get to vote on them. We had some funny things happen this week on this little station that we call America's favorite radio station. One of those things happened on the hard line when they thought they would put Corby out and about before the Maverick game and a Maverick pregame show. As they're down there just outside the AAC. The problem is they had some sort of technical problem where Corby was hearing himself like a second later, just like in the infamous Ron Maestri incident in North Texas a few years ago.
Invitation!
So he suffered that, and then his apparatus totally just went out, and this was a technical nightmare on the hard line.
We're thinking of going wireless, however, seems rather noisy out there with bands and stuff, but let's take you to Cobra for the flare of the plaza here.
Danny, can you see me?
Danny?
Yeah.
No, I'm not there.
My bad. Okay, so...
Dummy.
Yeah, I've not let the actual ticket hobble yet because of the soul band that's going on.
Yes, they're playing soul music down here.
And, you know, I like soul music as... God, this is hard. I'm on a little... I can't do this.
What's the matter? You can't hear yourself talk?
Bottom.
Okay, you know the North Texas guy that's like, the invitation. I'm in a... I got about a quarter second delay, and it is driving me crazy.
The invitation.
So you may get some of that gold. Let's see if we can go outside here. Oh, my God, it's loud.
Not that bad.
Does it sound okay?
Sure. All right, so far, so good.
Mike?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Cobra.
Mike?
Uh-oh.
What the hell's going on?
Is this working? We can hear you. I guess he can't hear us.
The invitation.
I don't know if this is going to work out right or not.
Oh, well.
Sometimes wireless works, sometimes wireless doesn't.
And they kept fighting through that for a good 3 or 4 more minutes, too.
Could you hear the drunk talking Corby at the beginning of that, how he was just a little slowed down? Isn't that something how that does that to you? Just that little delay?
Nothing's as bad as that woman from TCU.
Oh, yeah.
I think she was worse than Ron Maestri.
Yeah.
We'll get both of them. We'll put that in our instant queue. Okay. Yeah, we should do that.
I'd love to hear the full Ron Maestri again.
Okay.
No, the Texas.
All right, this happened on our show. It's one thing to bring up an outdated television show like Junior did, but I had no idea who Mr. Harrington was until he brought this up during Key Talk.
I've got a huge walnut bowl of keys. Half of them I don't even know what they go to anymore, but I'm scared to throw them away.
How many do you have in your pocket?
All these.
You don't need all them keys.
What is all that?
Okay, this
you look
thing.
Like Mr. Harrington from One Day at a Time.
This Mr. Harrington.
Schneider.
That was the
Schneider.
He went by the name Schneider.
Matt Harrington Jr. was the man's name. Yes,
Mr. Harrington. Well, this thing is this key fob is the actual key to my card.
I'm impressed that you remember his last name. I never would have remembered his last name.
I did, because we always called him Pat Harrington Jr. I just thought it was weird that he went, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But his name was Schneider on the show.
Right.
Wasn't he Dwayne Schneider? Wasn't that his name?
And he wasn't Mr. Schneider on the show.
No, he was Schneider.
Yeah. Why would I call him Mr.
Harrington?
Mr. Harrington.
What the hell was that?
It does sound like a sitcom character, Mr. Harrington.
And I disagree. I don't think One Day at a Time is an outdated television reference.
You don't think so?
No.
Boy, Valerie Bertinelli on that show.
Mm. You think the Z-Squad has any idea what that is?
Don't you dare say overrated.
Hey.
Let's take inventory. From the guy who brings you Doris Burke is hot,
Every day. He
says Valerie Bertinelli's overrated.
She's cute. Let's go over some of George's. Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Pink.
Had it going on there for a while.
Kim Mulkey.
Not bad for a Division I basketball coach.
Mackenzie Phillips.
What? No. Okay, you're making stuff up now. All right, let's get to this. I hadn't laughed this hard listening to The Ticket in a long time. I heard this live.
Thanks.
And, Well, no, every day's funny here. There's no doubt about that. But this is one
really
of those moments. This is one of those moments that I'll never forget because I was listening at the time, and I think it's going to be a classic e-break. Hopefully you guys were listening, too, when they were talking about the whole Arnold Schwarzenegger story that's been dominating the headlines here this week.
Who's they?
The Hardline.
Oh.
And Mike Reiner made reference to something called green-tailed shiner. That we have no idea what he was talking about.
How do you keep this a secret?
Weird.
How do you keep...
How does anybody keep it? How did this woman keep it a secret?
I don't know.
When Kenny was getting shrouded with...
with bodybuilding accessories.
Yeah, bodybuilding stuff.
right.
And green tail shiner and stuff. And
what is that?
Did he have a movie where he... Like, was like half lizard and had a tail.
Oh my god!
What are you talking?
F. Oh no! And what was the name? Green Tail Mister.
Green Tail Liner.
No,
I think.
No, Green Tail Shiner.
Shiner, yeah. What movie do you speak of here?
I don't know. I was just thinking maybe he did. I'm not real familiar
half
with this.
Lizard.
Lizard. Yeah.
So the next day, Ryan's comes up with some sort of dinosaur or something that he studied in school that was called a green tail shiner.
But how does that tie to Arnold?
It doesn't.
It's so weird.
He thought he saw him in a movie where he was half dinosaur.
Half lizard. Or, yeah, as he said, lizard there.
Half lizard.
It was
lizard.
The strangest thing. And it does sound like a bunch of guys just sitting around taking a puff and then just dying laughing over green tail shiner.
Was he thinking of like Predator or something like that? Where it was kind of a creature?
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, Arnold didn't play that, but at least he was battling.
I don't know. But what an awesome moment, though, for Rhines. All right, so those are your candidates. Corby's technical meltdown, Junior's reference to Mr. Harrington, or Rhines and Greentail Shiner, 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Ah, yes, a special shout-out to The Young Ticket and Thunderhawk. My vote is for the impregnator, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The impregnator.
All right, that's a Rhines vote. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for The Ticket's Merge Into the Weekend.
Okay.
Pretty old.
Reference.
Merge Into the Weekend parties.
Those were awesome.
I think they were the Bone Into the Weekend parties, were they?
Well, I think they were Merge Ones.
They were Merge Weekend.
There were?
Yeah, we merged
them.
That makes more sense than Bone Into the Weekend.
We changed format so we didn't have enough to come up with new campaigns.
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for the Metroplex's first nude Olympian, Dean Fuentes.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Come on, I am right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hi. Hey, neither I want to vote for the Hardline and Snake L. Davidson. Just so you know, love you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
George shines his front tail.
I'll register that vote.
You do have a front tail, don't you?
No. Hi, you're
Every
on The Ticket.
Every guy does.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Who you vote for? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Muser. Norm gave me a spanking and told me to vote for Corby.
Oh, okay. Andy Panda.
Oh, I haven't heard from him in a long time.
No kidding.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want to vote for DDP.
DDP.
Don't understand. Undervote. Hi, you're on
Wrestler?
The Ticket.
I'd like to vote for the old gray wolf's green tail merkin.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, I would have looked for Gordon Keith's dirty man diaper.
Yeah, he's got one of those. Sure does.
Well, no, I did a story about an adult diaper wearer.
And you said it looked a lot like yours.
No.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
My tail's growing.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I'd like to vote for Ryan's and for Dan McDowell to shut up when other people are in mid-sentence.
Okay, we'll tell Dan that, and we'll give Rhines the win.
Whoa.
For Green Tail Shiner.
How do you keep this a secret?
Weird.
How do you keep...
How does anybody keep it? How did this woman keep it a secret?
I don't know.
When Kenny was getting shrouded with...
with bodybuilding accessories.
Yeah, bodybuilding stuff.
Right, right.
And Green Tail Shiner and stuff, and...
What is that?
Did he have a movie where he was like half lizard and had a tail?
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about?
What the F? Oh, no. And what was the name? Green Tail Mister?
Green Tail Liner,
I think. No, Green Tail Shiner.
Shiner, yeah. What movie do you speak of here?
I don't know. I was just thinking maybe he did. I'm not real familiar
half
with this.
Lizard? Word. Lizard?
Yeah.
You need to listen to the beginning of this again and listen at the clock speed on Reiner's processor, how slow it is, him trying to come up improv something. Listen, did it start at the beginning?
How do you keep this a secret?
Weird.
How do you keep...
How does anybody keep it? How did this woman keep it a secret?
I don't know.
When Kenny was getting shrouded with...
Buffering.
With bodybuilding accessories.
Yeah, bodybuilding stuff.
Right, right.
Buffering.
And
buffering.
Green tail shiner.
What is that?
All right.
Oh, that's awesome. How many is that for Ryan?
Wow. That's his third win this year. He's your leader in the clubhouse.
He's had a great year.
He has.
I think he's on new medication or something.
You think so?
Sounds like he's really happy.
All right. Congratulations, Ryan, for Green Tail Shiner and the comment of the century.